Some of us are aware that businesses use so-called secret scores to grade our creditworthiness, but most of us don't know that there are data brokers who make billions of dollars each year selling our personal information. It is a booming business without much regulation. LA Times columnist David Lazarus has written about the problem in today's paper and joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. It's always great to talk to you, David. Tell us about the secret scores.
Well, the secret scores, it's not a new thing. They've been around for years. And unlike, say, your FICO score, which explicitly addresses your creditworthiness, these secret scores parse the available data that's out there for marketers, financial firms, and others to look at things like what's the chances of your filing for bankruptcy, for example, or the likelihood that you're going to spend more money during the holiday season. It's just a different way of getting at the data. But I wanted to get past that and look at what the data is itself. And as you noted, this multi-billion dollar industry that operates largely in the shadows, largely unregulated, that buys and sells our personal information without anyone giving their permission, and basically operating with impunity. I find that to be very troubling as a consumer, because how can you control your data if you don't even know who has it or what they're doing with it? Now, gradually that seems to be changing. For example, California is adopting sweeping new privacy laws in January, and as part of that, thanks to a new law that Governor Gavin Newsom signed just last month, we will now have for the first time a directory of data brokers operating in California, and presumably any consumer will be able to go to the state AG's, the Attorney General's website, and see this directory, see who the data brokers are, see how to contact them, and in theory, then ask them to knock it off, although that is an open question.
So, David, of course, the Internet knows no state boundaries. Is this being addressed at the federal level as well?
I wish it was. There is a bill that's making the rounds in Congress that would similarly create a federal data broker directory. But I talked to consumer advocates this week. They said now they don't see that going anywhere amid the current focus on the impeachment proceedings, even though it has bipartisan backing. So it doesn't look like that's going to be a thing. And even then, advocates tell me, look at the do not call list. That was a great idea, very well intended, and it took telemarketers and others in the industry a matter of seconds to figure out how to get around it. And it looks like that would be the same thing with a data broker directory as well.
Regarding that secret score, David, if you find it out and you don't like it, is there a way to challenge it?
Not really, because it's not out there. It's not an official score. It is basically a metric that is being used by some companies to get a yardstick on who we are. So the real question becomes, do we have a right to find it out, and do we have a right to make them stop? Under the new California privacy law, yes, in theory, you have a right to contact any company, tell them to delete information about you, and moreover, to not share information about you with third parties. But here's where it gets a little legally squirrely. If a company, a data broker, did not get information from you directly, well, that takes the first party, you, out of the equation. Therefore, if that company then sells data to other companies, is it a third party, as the law stipulates, or a second party? I know that sounds very wonky, but that's the kind of stuff that's now going to have to be adjudicated.
All right. David Lazarus, thanks as always for weighing in. David writes for the LA Times.